Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Now, I am not reintroducing the idea of purgatory, but on the other hand, I do believe the baby was thrown out with the bathwater. With that came a belief, when you die, you're instantaneously and magically made perfect.
The soul of someone who dies immediately goes into eternity. There is no place where you make up for your sins. There is no purgatory. In the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Let's do this.
It's the Wretched Radio Mail Call Delivery Bag Q&A Infotainment Nationwide Extravaganza, featuring your voicemails, correspondences, communiques, dispatches, memorandums, and missives.
Any special message for all the kids watching at home?
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country.
You have 1,200 messages.
That is a bit above average.
Now here's your host, Todd Freakishly Tall Friel.
The mail is here!
You okay?
Yeah, well, not the same without Phil Johnson. This is Wretched Radio. Kind of a letdown after Phil was with us yesterday on Wretched Radio. If you didn't catch it, you might want to. If not, you can see it on the YouTube machine. And whilst you're at your computer, you know what to do. Send wretched things to idea@wretched.org. And if you got yourself a question, comment, conundrum, snark, text away. It's a spiritual gift now for all of us, isn't it? Just text it, 877-282-2337.
We start with Sally, who sent an email. She said, Todd, I was listening to a recent Wretched episode, and you were talking about handing out information on pornography to college men. What a great idea.
Oh, well, okay. Far be it from me to interrupt, but about it's over 500 folks. Way to go.
Yeah.
Y'all, stepping up. And by the way, if you want to participate in the Play the Man card distribution for university campuses or wherever, frankly, time's ticking. So please visit fortisinstitute.org/playtheman. And we will send you free cards to give away to young men wherever they gather, typically university campuses. We'd love to see hundreds of thousands of these cards distributed. This still excites me. This still just kind of floats my evangelical boat. We talk about it. We produce this stuff. We send it to you courtesy of our gospel partners. They're free, including the shipping. And then you're the hands and feet. Come on! That's Christianity right there. So if you'd like to participate, fortisinstitute.org/playtheman. But far be it from me to interrupt you, Jimmy.
So Sally was mentioning, listening to you talk about Play the Man the other day. She said she was introduced to pornography when she was around 12. She found her brother's magazine collection and has struggled with it ever since. She says she's in biblical counseling right now, but it's been a struggle. It's hard to erase pictures from your mind. And she thanks you for talking about it, especially in regards to women, too.
Yeah, well, I think we need to be talking about women more, I'm afraid. I don't feel comfortable doing that because I'm not a woman. We have to make sure that we clarify that these days. And I think that it would be betterer if there were a woman that maybe, I don't know, created some sort of resource just for women who struggle with this, because an increasing number of women are saying, yeah, I deal with the porn struggle too. Jimmy, Is there anybody that you can think of down the hall and slightly to the right who might be able to produce something just for women?
I think so.
Yeah.
Is her name Libby? Is she working on it?
Believe it or not, I'd already sent her an email. We're going to be meeting on it next week, because this is not the first request that we've had from women, or the first comment from women saying, you talk a lot about the dudes. What about the dudettes? Well, I don't know what it's going to look like. It might. I don't know that women in church, if it were advertised, hey, want to come to something that helps you deal with your struggle with pornography? I don't know how that's going to work. So we're going to sort that, but I think we're going to get something just for women, because tragically in this day and age, it's predominantly men, but increasingly women. But permit me, if and you don't mind, to focus on the comment that was made about those images that get baked into your brain. This is why you don't want to get started, dude or dudette. because those images are hard to erase. They are going to require effort. You are going to have to perpetually mortify them. The image pops up. The thought enters, stop it. Just stop it in its tracks. Quote Bible verses. Speak truth to your feelings. And one of the things that you might want to do is use your temptation as an act of worship. Let me explain that, Lucy. The thought pops in. However, and please note, don't feel like you are still swimming in that sin, because those streamer thoughts come in. Those will decrease over time, but they're going to batter you for a bit. So don't think like, oh, I keep having those thoughts pop up. Does that mean I'm not saved? Well, if you harbor them and you keep dwelling on them, that might be a sign you're not. But if it's like, oh, I hate these things, then that's a good sign. So don't grow discouraged from that, but do develop a strategy. And I think that strategy includes using it as an act of worship. I should have included this in Play the Man. Is it too late to make that? Yes, Todd, it actually is. When it happens, tell your God, I love you more than this image. I love thinking about you more than I do fantasizing about that. Please accept this act of sanctification as a worship to my God, whom I love. Use your temptation to worship your God, and then carry on and continue and strive and make sure you're filling your tank. This will cost you some energy. It takes effort to be sanctified. You must mortify sin by the power of the Holy Spirit, but nevertheless, it is a synergistic work, so you do need to work at it. Make sure you're filling your tank with what? With the word, with preaching, with teaching. I got to tell you, if you have not filled up your heart with preaching, you got to find your sources and start listening to preaching that causes you to go, it is well with my soul. I am full. I love my God. And therefore, you will have the strength to use your temptation as an act of worship. We were just listening to Milton Vincent on the drive to Greenville. Did I mention I was just in Greenville, South Carolina? And we listened to Milton. He was starting Colossians 1. Oh, man, Scylla. I'm telling you, that guy, he's found the lane. He's found the lane of preaching that is expository and edifying. He's found the lane of expository preaching and Christ exalting. He's found the lane of exposition and application. And it will strengthen you. If it's not Milton, he's at I really need to tell Milton just right to his face. This is just a bad name, Milton. His church is called Grace Cornerstone Fellowship Bible, Second Baptist Church of the Fellowshipping Not Home Church.
In the community.
In Riverside, California. Something like that. Just look for Milton Vincent. You'll find him. And you will be fed. And then you'll have the strength to text 877-282-2337.
Now, here's a question from Karen. She said, I got a question. What is your take on Got Questions? .org.
Oh, that website?
Yeah.
Overall, love it. Mm-hmm. Overall, I have never read anything that's a stinker, but because they've got like, I think they've answered
every question you can think of.
You know what, Jimmy, would you go to gotquestions.org and just see, it's like 800, if I could be wrong, like 800,000 questions have been answered. It's insane. And it's a really helpful resource. Especially if you want a quicker treatment. They're not lengthy. They're maybe 2 pages long if you printed them out. So whatever question that you've got, gotquestions.org, I think is indeed a consistently helpful website. Could there be a stinker lurking amongst? How many articles do they have?
Almost 10,000.
Oh, 10. Almost. Like I said, 800,000. That's almost 10,000. I'm not real good at math. 10,000 questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you probably don't have one that they haven't answered. GotQuestions.org and 877-282-2337.
Here's one from Anonymous. Todd, is it wrong to not want an interracial marriage? For instance, when you go looking for a spouse, you're looking for someone of the same race. Is that wrong?
It can be. It doesn't have to be. The initial question would indicate it could be a problem. I don't want that. I think that that's tiptoeing into the realm of I perhaps do not hold as high opinion of that particular people group as my particular people group. Now, I'm just to whoever sent this in, I'm not going at you because we're not talking. I'm just speaking in general and using your question to frame the issue. Do I think, however, that you can be on safe ground if you say, I just prefer that? Yeah, I think so. We've all got preferences, and it doesn't need to be racially motivated. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. And just like you might prefer a particular height or body type or hair color, that's okay as long as it isn't discriminatory or condescending toward other people groups. But having said all that, remember, all of those external markers, while not irrelevant, they're not the big things. It's a belief in Jesus Christ and the individual character that says that they love Jesus more than anything else. That is what you should be looking for, regardless of the externals. This is Wretched Radio.
Do you want to do more evangelism, but you don't know quite where to start? College campuses across America are going to be the front lines of gospel outreach, and you can be a part of it. You're in Play the Man. It's Todd Friel's short biblical resource that helps young men fight pornography God's way. This is soul-saving truth that's been working for, 2,000 years. You can order free cards right now. Yes, I said free at fortisinstitute.org/playtheman. This fall, your campus becomes your mission field.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Is your marriage at a bit of a breaking point? The person you said vows to and promised to spend forever with, do they now feel like a stranger? Introducing Transformed Season 4. Six brave couples opened their hearts as Dr. Lou Priolo guided them through infidelity and resentment, communication breakdowns, using biblical counseling that actually works. One new episode drops every week, and it's completely free at fortisplus.org. Plus, you can get the free study guide and apply these life-changing principles to your own relationship. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. A dollar today doesn't go near as far as it used to. But what if your dollars could multiply? For 25 years, our gospel partners have been watching their giving multiply. Every month, their faithful support transforms into college campus evangelism, biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. Join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting fortisinstitute.org. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. The world says you're broken, a victim of chemical imbalance, just another diagnosis in a long list of mental health labels. But what if they're wrong about you? What if there's a completely different perspective? Dr. Greg Gifford, a Fortis Institute fellow, is challenging everything you've been told about mental health. In our exclusive forum, Psychology versus Scripture, the truth about mental health, available right now for free at fortisplus.org. That's fortisplus.org. You might not see them, but the world keeps handing you chains. Chains of fear, chains of people-pleasing, chains of self-love disguised as confidence. And on The Better Way with Libby Glosson, she's cutting through the lies. This is intelligent talk radio for women because real freedom doesn't come from looking inside yourself. It comes from looking up to Christ. It's time for The Better Way with Libby Glosson.
Important dates in Christian history. 1549. Archbishop Thomas Cranmer produces the Book of Common Prayer for the Church of England.
Henry VIII created the Anglican Church as a mirror of the Catholic Church. But the Book of Common Prayer helped to mold the Church of England into a Protestant church. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Recovering, not fully there, but recovering from our visit from Phil Johnson yesterday. It's just, it's not the same. You know what I want to do with Phil? Todd, tell us, as long as you've raised the subject. I would love to have Phil come in and we do mailbag together. That would be really...
What's going on here?
What's going on with what?
Well, you came in and said, oh, today is just a disappointment because Phil's not here. Yeah. I'm like, what am I? Now you want to replace me on mailbag. What's going on?
Wow. It comes out a segment later. All right. All right. Sorry that you were wounded. I didn't mean to offend you, Jimmy. I'm thrilled to pieces that you're here. You're not like an old pair of shoes. I'm glad that I get to see you every single day. It's always special. This is Wretched Radio, hoping that you'll send stuff to idea@wretched.org whenever you run into something wretched. idea@wretched.org or text 877-282-2337.
This is from Anonymous. Todd, how can I date safely with boundaries, you know, to prevent temptation? How can I date responsibly and stay level-headed when those feelings that my brain tries to say are love are still new and I'm still trying to get to know the person?
Mm-hmm. It's good that you're asking the question because I think that's the start and the key, that you recognize this is a temptation for me. I got to do something. This is when we get into trouble, when we're passive. When we know there's something lurking, yeah, it's an issue and you do nothing. Then you're going to get ensnared. It's going to happen. Don't think you're just going to grind it out. And by the way, this could be a real tell of your heart. Meaning, let's just use the context that we've got, dating. You know that if you're with this guy or girl, you're going to have thoughts that are sinful. And if you aren't willing to do things to make sure that you don't stumble, then you probably want to do that sin. If you're not willing to cut off a hand, pluck out an eye, to do what is necessary to mortify a sin up front, it's because you want to do that sin. So I would actually start there because that is the biggie. Why does your heart lust for those things? Your heart should be satisfied. Now, this is a lifelong process, but your heart should be satisfied in Jesus Christ. And you don't need those things. Now, I get it. The biology, I understand. But if you don't have a greater desire to love your Savior more than your sin, well, you're just inevitably going to be a loser in the battle. You just will. You're going to fall pretty much every single time. So start with your heart. Make sure that you're focusing on the why. This is true of any sin, by the way. Ask yourself, why do I want this? All right, this is an excursus. I'm not talking about the individual who sent in this question. Recently received an email from a guy who had been struggling with porn as a teenager, got married, had thought he'd mortified it, got married, and suddenly it's like the temptation is just really strong. How would you respond to that fellow? My response was, you've got to do heart surgery. You've got to get in there and figure it out. Why would you want the lesser when you've got the greater? Why would you want the dirty when you've got the pure? Why would you want the fake when you've got an actual woman? What's going on inside of your heart? That's always the place to begin with temptation. And then, having done that, back to our email question, then I would suggest do practical things. It's always good to do practical things, but if you don't do practical things without addressing your heart, the practical things won't have the power that is needed to actually keep them in place. So for instance, you don't work on your heart. You don't ask why, what's going on? What am I longing for that I don't already have in Jesus Christ? What's going on that this thing just keeps nipping at my heels? Then you'll put things in place like a porn filter. But because you haven't addressed your heart, you'll find a way around it. You're technologically savvy. You'll you'll sort it some way, or you'll just drop it, because your heart needs to be cultivated. And then when you've done that, put in practical strategies. So when it comes to dating or courting, okay, how's about never being alone? What? That's so Victorian. Yeah, who said those people were morons? They were tempted back then too, and they understood in a very real way that two young people that are left alone are very tempted to sin. And so they wouldn't let it happen. Are you willing to do that? If you're not, it means that you want to sin. If you're not willing to do something like that, it's because you'd like to be able to get it. If your genuine desire is to not sin, then you will not have any problems having a chaperone. That's right. I use that word. Whatever you want to call the person, don't be alone. Always do things in a family context, church context. Always out and if you want to be like go out on a date, all right, as long as you do not put yourself in a position where you can get away with sinning. So get others involved in the process. Discuss a plan with the person. And by the way, this will be another tell. Let's just say, Jimmy, was this a young lady or a young man that wrote this in?
This was anonymous.
Assign it a gender.
I believe it's a male. I do believe.
Oh, you're so racist, misogynist, sexist. You're something. I'll just tell you that. All right. So whatever the dynamic is, sit down with the other person and say, let's talk about a sin plan. And if that individual's like, sin plan? Yeah, I'm planning sin all the time and I have no desire to put an end to it. Well, then it's time to get back to dating, looking for somebody that would be a qualified spouse. You want somebody who has the same ideals you have, and that is the ideal to love your Savior and hate sin. And if you don't have that in somebody that you're dating, then you better do a really close examination. Sit down with the person, come up with a strategy. And then come up with a strategy to make sure that the strategy is enforced and that it actually holds. And if you do those things, then wow. Your odds of sinning in a big way, far less. And should this be the one, your wedding's going to be super special. 877-282-2337.
Okay, this is from Anonymous, too. He texted in, or she texted in. I believe this is a she.
Well, then it's not anonymous, really.
Todd, my dad is crabby. He's a believer, but life circumstances make him crabby. His elderly father, who can be a pain, just gets under his skin sometimes. It makes him mad. My brother works for him, and when he slacks off, my dad gets angry. I'm going to be there for him, and I don't want to invalidate his feelings, but at the same time, as believers, are we not called to be joyful and even happy?
Yeah.
I feel that as a believer, just showing up isn't enough. We're called to joy, peace, and kindness, not just the act of showing up. So can you recommend a good way to communicate this to him?
Start with your own heart. Ask yourself why you want him to change. If it's merely because, he's so prickly, I don't want to be around him. Okay, while that's understandable, that's not the ideal motivation. If he's a professing believer and he's crabby perpetually, then he's in a snare. Something's going on that could be worked through. And so your heart should say, I want to get him out of a snare. I want to disentangle him from the whatever the thing is, the memory, the experience, what he's currently going through that is causing him to manifest this sin. I want to help him with that. And then you can try to come alongside him. Now, of course, the question is, how do you do that? Start by remembering you're not his Holy Spirit, so you're not going to make him happy immediately. You can't get that done. Who can? God. God can make him happy. God can give him joy. So my suggestion to you would be to encourage Dad to start doing the things that will grow him, that will feed him, that will help him. So regular church involvement, not just attendance, involvement, doing stuff at the church, serving other people. Is he reading his Bible? Is he praying? How could you encourage him so that the Holy Spirit can do what only the Holy Spirit can do? And you can simply act as an encouragement and a cheerleader for him. Come up with that strategy, do your best to implement it, and then I might also suggest you could at some point, you got to be wise about this and you got to make sure that your relationship is as sweet as it can be. Hey, Dad, I'm noticing you just don't seem happy these days. You don't have to tell me. I'm your anonymous gender-free child, so you don't have to tell me. But can I help you somehow? Maybe do something to work through this so that you can have joy and be the dad that I remember. I suggest you consider those two steps, and might I suggest in that order. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.